The city of Seattle's proposal to buy the bike share company Pronto is still alive. That's despite a deadlocked vote in a city council committee. Without a bailout, Pronto will become insolvent. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
The Transportation Committee split 3-3 on the $1.4 million plan. That vote moves it forward to the full council without a committee recommendation. City leaders want bike sharing to be part of Seattle's transportation network, but disagree on who should run it. Councilmember Mike O'Brien says the city should buy Pronto.
I think there's a decent chance that our existing system expanded is a kind of conservative, stable, safe way to bring legitimate bike share to Seattle. I mean, it is a very similar system to what's operating in most cities around the country that are operating well.
He says this is an equity issue, too, and that the city could make the program more accessible to low-income people. On the other side, council members Lisa Herbold and Tim Burgess proposed amendments to stop the city from buying Pronto. Both failed in committee. Herbold says residents already spend a lot of money on transportation.
I see the bike share system is something that is very similar to Car2Go, a system that's privately owned and operated here in Seattle and does not rely on city funds to make it work.
The discussion will continue in the city council's meeting March 14th. If Pronto is not bailed out, the city of Seattle must pay back a $1 million federal grant. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.